If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
This is a dry run. This is what you'll be talking over. Hi, welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show. Today on the show, our guest will be Jerry Murphy. He will get both hosts upset about subjects that he's talking about. And now, on to the show. Thanks for listening, fags. Click me off.
Sugar Tooth.
Nice.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a Sugar Tooth ripoff, then, I guess.
I'm it is? Sleepy.
Who is it?
I'm sleepy and it's hollow in here because it's Sleepy Hollow. And I am Sleepy Hollow. Sleepy Hollow is a person, right?
No, it's a place. Down by the holler.
No, but the guy who's got no head, his name is Sleepy Hollow, right?
I don't think so. He's the headless whore, man. Christopher Walken. Hey, what are we doing?
Walken. We're doing the podcast number 603, Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
He's Gatch.
And that's Terry.
And we got Jerry Murphy in the studio once again.
Jerry.
It's Friday. And he accused me of playing some Sugar Tooth.
Dude.
You still think it's Sugar Tooth?
I'm trying to figure out who it is, but dude, Sugar Tooth's got a riff just like that, I swear to you, God.
Do you exercise, Jerry?
Sometimes.
Do you
do curls?
I'd
like to work my core.
Do you do curls?
My hair's not long enough.
Okay.
Do you exercise your right to rock? You got it.
You
the
should.
Right to rock. You should flaunt it.
What was the first year you saw AC/DC?
89.
There it is.
What the fuck, man?
Tell
help me out. Throw me a bone here.
Tell me the story about when you saw him in 89.
He wants to know who this band is. When really it's not
AC/DC.
A band.
It's
not. It's just me.
Is it
this
really?
This is a song I recorded in like 2010, which before I'd ever even heard of Sugar Tooth.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. That means that I'm inspired
dude,
by
dude, like the beginning of that sounded very Sugar Toothy.
The end is but like the
Sugar
beginning.
Tooth is like 1994.
I've listened
that,
to
that
him.
Particular album.
You what? Turned them on to me. You turned me on to them, and I've recently listened to them. But this was recorded before then. Never got lyrics. Never made it to a band.
You said 2010. I'm talking about 94.
So maybe I heard it and didn't know what I was hearing.
Maybe, but that's still fucking awesome.
Is this the riff you're talking about?
It's similar. It's not exactly the same, but it sounds like Sugar Tooth, dude.
What's your favorite source of sugar?
I don't know, man.
Sugar cane is a good choice.
I like Rockstar. It gets me home at night.
Mm-hmm.
Got a long drive.
Gets me home at night, Rockstar.
Home at night.
There's your lyrics right there. Gets me home at night, Rockstar.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
That song is now called "Get Me Home at Night" (parentheses Rockstar). An 8 ounce can of Rockstar.
Dude, they don't sell them that small.
They do have those little eight, don't they?
Yeah.
The original 8 ounces.
Gets me home at night.
Just go on Craigslist and you'll see ads
Rock
for
star,
ladies looking for a guy star. With the... Your cock has to be at least the size of an 8 ounce Red Bull can.
Really?
That's a weird thing to say.
As thick or as long?
As round.
As big that's round. Thick.
Girth, yeah.
If
it's
you go
funny.
On the Australian Craigslist, though, they're looking for guys.
That's a lot of prep time,
with,
dude, if you're rocking a fucking Red Bull can.
I know.
It's not like you're just going to say, hey, what's your name? Bonk.
My name's Red Bull.
Well, fucking A.
Some just call me Red.
You know, mine's more like a tuna can.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's about 5 inches round.
And like an inch and a half tall. When you pull back that fucking turtleneck.
You guys are gross.
What?
Turtleneck? You gotta get a moil up in this fucker.
Tuna oil.
The moil. Do you know what a moil is?
Yeah, it's
no.
You should get checked out if you have one because it's cancerous.
If you get, like,
no, a moil performs a circumcision on a Jewish.
That's what a moil is?
Yeah.
And they do that at 12, right?
No, usually as a baby they'll do it. But remember in Curb Your Enthusiasm, they flinched or something and the baby got a penis cut.
Dude.
Yeah. You don't want to flinch.
I saw that in another comedy show recently. But
they call that the serpent's tongue.
Ow! Serpent's tongue's sharp.
And split. Divided.
Yeah, you guys ever peruse Craigslist for a chuckle?
No.
It's fucking funny, dude.
What's a chuckle?
It's when you laugh.
Oh. It's like a giggle, but only without the shits.
Like, see if this will get a chuckle from you.
All right.
This is on the Craigslist.
Like my mom after a half a beer.
Casual Encounters, Salem, Oregon. Header. Come over and shag me tonight. 22. Here's the entry. I am hot and ready to cock. See, chuckle. And then after that, that's what the next amazing point. And then it says, seeking a special friend for a long-term sexual friendship.
Special, what's that mean?
As long as you're ready to cock.
Mm-hmm.
I think she must have forgot a word.
Special.
I am hot and ready to cock. Like a pistol, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
A hot little pistol.
No.
She's a hot
but
pistol.
She ain't ever going to shoot.
She's not a hot pistol ready to cock. She's ready to cock. Maybe she's aging.
Maybe she wants to cook for you.
Oh, I want large diet cock. And don't forget to put the straw in for sucking the cock. Because you forgot to put in cock sucker last time for my coke.
Did you bring your cocking gun?
And then on some rants and raves, it's kind of funny. But if you guys ever feeling sad and want to get a good laugh. It's fun.
I'll give you a good laugh.
To the left.
I swing to the left.
There was a man in Argentina recently. He survived since May on rats and raisins. In Argentina.
And you know, if you mix those, you get ratsins.
Yeah, but my thing is, where were all these raisins coming
from? Ratsin is a little dots inserts.
We've talked about that just last week.
I'm saying
starts with ratsin.
But I'm saying no, that these weren't raisins he was eating.
They were ratsins.
They were rat turds that he thought they were raisins.
If you paint them, they're called nerds.
Where else do you? Yeah, dude, nerds are good food.
They were grapes.
Nerds are good food.
Yeah. Have you
stir up?
You get two flavors in one, and that was one of the original like sour candies.
It's like
too, wasn't it?
But I don't know. They're like little tiny
like
rat
shots,
like owl pellets with the hair and shit in them.
Do they have hair in
like
them?
Dingleberries,
heroin in them.
Oh, I love heroin in them.
I love
heroin in them.
Ooh,
heroin enema.
Now we've talked about this before. Have you heard of the coffee enema?
Yeah.
That's not being high off your ass, dude. That's being high up your ass.
That is. And these guys.
I am so high up my ass.
I've got
right
some
now.
Coffee in my ass.
Mm-hmm. You know, if you shove a butt up there, it'll warm
that's
the
redundant,
THC
dude.
Up.
Sticking a butt in a butt.
A bud.
Oh. My bad.
Yeah.
My bud.
Yeah. You stick a bud in there, and the heat will break down the THC.
That can't be true.
I know it's not.
But if you stick it between your baby toe and the next one up.
You get a killer buzz.
Oh. You would get a lot more nicotine, though, if you smoked from your butt.
Do you?
Well, it works for alcohol, right?
Yeah, it
well,
does.
Alcohol and nicotine are two different things.
Yeah,
not necessarily.
Yes.
Have you ever got drunk off a cigarette? Remember when somebody slipped me a Mickey?
No shit, right?
Not like, one of those either that you're drinking. I'm talking like a Sherman.
I don't know.
He's like, you want to smoke this cigarette? You want to smoke this cigarette? And he's like, sure, man.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette, one of those exploding cigarettes?
No.
I have lit one. It's not funny.
I've lit one backwards when I was all fuckered.
I saw a friend light one and it about fucking caught his lip on fire.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, if you'd ever seen one take part or anything.
Yeah,
not cool. It was like one of those fake lottery tickets.
Yeah, or a toilet paper cake. Not cool.
What's a toilet paper cake?
It's a cake made out of toilet paper
like
rolls.
Wet toilet paper?
No, like say you, you take
rolls.
Like four rolls of toilet paper and you put them in like a circle and then you just frost it.
Mm-hmm. I've never even heard of that.
I saw it on TV, dude. It's got to be true. No, this kid had
Why
his birthday
funny?
On April 1st. Uh-huh. That sucks to have your birthday on April 1st. So his parents like to fuck with him sometimes on the April Fool's Day. Uh-huh. So they got him this cake, and he was like, awesome. And he blows out the candy. He's like nine. He's all stoked because he's got a cake. And they're like, you should cut a piece off so you can have some. And he's like, he's trying to cut it with the knife, and it's just like,
yeah,
it's got frosting. And it's just like, and he's like, he's like, just lick some frosting off it. And he's like, here, let me help you cut it. And his dad's like cutting through it with this big old butcher knife. And he's like, and the kid's like, what kind of cake is
it? Are you spreading
it?
A vagina?
What I'm spreading cut toilet paper rolls. Mm. He's like, what
looks
kind of?
The same.
He's like, what kind of? You've never seen me spread vagina lips.
I know what it looks
I
like.
I hope not. Anyway, he's like, what kind
of? Well, you spread it differently than I do?
Yeah, I go like this.
That's how you stick your head in a lion's mouth.
You know what would be fun,
that's different.
Fun on that same level is just get a mass of toilet paper wet and make that as the cake and then frost that.
That'd be funny too. But this kid finally, he sticks his fingers in there like he's opening a vagina. Uh-huh. And he says to his parents,
that's
he says,
not a cake vagina.
He says, what kind of cake is this, Mom and Dad? And they're like, April Fools, it's a toilet paper cake. And he just went, fucking tears. He's just bawling. They're like, we're sorry. It's okay. We got you some presents. And he runs out of the room just bawling. Oh, man. Cruel parents. It's bad enough that you fucking had them. I would have induced labor a day earlier, just like kept my legs fucking shut for 24 hours. I'm not having a baby on April Fool's Day. That comes out. Oh, he was born with two heads and one leg. April Fools, he's fine.
Dude,
no, he
I think it's like when you have to take a shit, except like 1,000 times stronger.
Dude, I've held it for days.
Like,
it's not that hard.
I gotta shit now. Right? You're not going to be like, I'm going to hold my legs together until tomorrow and shit.
I've tried that.
You just tie your legs together.
My
right?
water broke and stuff. But I kept
your diarrhea broke, you mean?
I kept the bulk of the hard stuff up in there for 25 hours. I don't take a shit on April Fool's Day. I just don't.
That's a good.
It
good,
is
good philosophy.
Kidding.
Serious.
Kidding.
Serious is gonna bomb us.
There was that little girl that went around
dude, I like
with
that
her parents.
Sidecar. That's cool.
That's
that
exactly
little
what it's
girl
called,
who
dude.
Went around
is
with her
really?
Parents. Well, with her mom, she was walking around with her mom in the park, and there was a couple having sex. And, you know, you can't tell a little girl what they're doing. But she said, Mom, what's that? And she said, oh, they're just making cakes. And then later on that night, she was all asleep and she got up to get some water. And she saw Mom and Dad making cakes in the living room. And Mom woke up the next day and saw a little girl. And she said, what are you doing? She said, oh, nothing. I'm just licking this icing off the couch.
Oh, dude. I didn't see that coming.
Stings your eye, doesn't it?
It's all about velocity and angle and how
you
close
guys,
you are to the target.
Do you guys know any furries?
No, people that are in.
You know what? I got a friend I went to
sex.
Art school with, and he's
really.
He's
you knew a furry.
He's not like into conventions and fucking other furries or whatever. But he's like, yeah, you know, I got a whole like wolf. He's a wolf.
Wolf.
I'm like, you're a wolf. Yeah, I'm a wolf. I'm like,
wolf.
You like know, wolf? I have to say it to him wolf. Again, like he didn't understand English the first. A wolf. Yes, I'm a wolf. So he's for real.
Right. There's a lot of them.
I mean, I didn't see him in costume, but he was like legit, right?
But he doesn't just do it for a sexual purpose.
I said, would you do her if she was in a Pikachu outfit? He says, no. I said, bullshit.
So do you miss him?
Why, wouldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You miss your friend?
I do.
Wouldn't
wolf?
You?
There's other furries
wouldn't
around.
Wouldn't you have a...
Are you guys furries?
You don't
only
like
on,
a Pikachu?
Only in the winter.
I'm a skinny. You know what I'm saying?
You just wear your skin.
You don't like a Pikachu?
Sometimes I don't feel comfortable. Sometimes I don't feel comfortable in my own skin.
You know what? I like what a I warm, soft furry. Taco with nothing on it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not all about
I
the
don't.
Fur.
So here's a question. What's a furry to do in Salem? I'm sick of being a furry because of how few and far between furries seem to be in the Salem area. Most other furries I know are impossibly far away, and what few Oregonian furries I know aren't attracted to males. How's a furry supposed to find a life mate? If I meet a nice somebody and it turns out to be they're 100% against dating a furry, I would have to keep quiet. I'd have to live in fear that one day I'm checking my fur affinity account or my
how would that come up?
Or my inkbunny.com, and they pop in through the front door all because they forgot their keys and find out what I'm doing. Seemingly the only people who are okay with furry fandom are members of the furry fandom.
Duh.
I'm a simple man. From Lynyrd Skynyrd, with an affinity to roleplay as an anthropomorphic lion in my spare time. Isn't there a nice bunny girl or a submissive raccoon guy or someone I can connect with here?
The wolf!
Are you sure it's not just about he just has a real hairy chest?
Do you know what
anthropomorphic...
Yeah, you know what that
Goofy
is?
Goofy is one. Goofy the dog. He's an anthropomorphic...
It's like a animated character or whatever that has human...
distended snouts and...
It's human quality, but it's an animal.
Because Pluto is just a dog, but Goofy is an ant.
Exactly.
Pluto is just a dog. He is no longer a planet.
It is not a planet anymore. So people get pissed if you want to have a good...
Most furries, I think, are nocturnal, like vampires or any other type of thing, like a werewolf or whatever. You just don't fucking go running into them at McDonald's or Taco Bell. It's like, oh, you're a furry too, right?
I didn't know 50 Shades of Grey was based on Twilight.
What?
I did not know that.
It's not.
I saw it on Million Second Quiz.
50 Shades of Gay. That's a different spinoff.
Oh.
No, I don't know what you're talking about, really.
I don't either. I just saw it on Million Second Quiz.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's the Million Second Quiz.
50 Spades of Gay?
How many million, how many sec? How many fucking, what the fuck?
It's like two weeks long. It's a quiz that goes on for 2 weeks. Hmm. And it's hosted by Ryan Seacrest.
Aha.
And this is...
The Million Second Quiz.
Exactly.
Rip off!
I think I saw a furry on there. Because he looked like he would be a furry. Not to be furriest.
Do you guys ever have something happen to you that just like today or the other day on the Monday show, I mentioned a dickhead driver of the week, which was a guy who was on the freeway who pissed me off because he doesn't know.
Was he driving a Prius?
No. He was. I don't even know what kind of car it was because he fucking zipped around me so fast. But so you get pissed at somebody, and what do? I come on my podcast and I talk about it and get it off my chest. Some people go to Craigslist, hoping that the person that pissed them off just might stumble across their ad.
That's what they're going to punch in there.
Yeah.
Right. Search for pissed off people.
How about you search for smart ass little shit crossing Sequoia near Wendy's? This person is pissed. Today I drove slowly by two little teenage degenerates who were crossing the street, and one of the little creeps slowed down his pace, looked at me, and said, "Slow the fuck down!" Excuse you, you little fuckwad. I was going way under the limit, was far from running into you. What do you think you are, a fucking parade? Some of your parents should have just have your balls cut off, your pussies jammed with a toilet plunger. This little cunthead couldn't have been more than 14. Cunthead, I repeat, and what a disrespectful little turd. If you use cunthead in a sentence, you can't use turd in the same one. I'm sorry. Just another little asshole to grow up and be a bigger asshole who contributes nothing to society. And we still have to have people trying to outlaw abortion. What the fuck? Abortion is the remedy for people like this. If you happen upon this post, you dumb fucking punk kid, just know that the next time you mouth off to some stranger who's minding their own business, you will get run the fuck over. It will serve you right to spend your life sipping your Wendy's burger from a straw after some guy gets out of his car and pummels you. You're lucky I didn't do that. And the only reason I didn't is I don't need the legal trouble. Or you would have had gladly given you the beating you deserve. I would have. Just be happy that I'm more verbally violent than physically violent, you scum-sucking twat. And you think he felt better after he pushed... publish and then decided not to put a picture on and then went to his email and verified his account and then pushed publish again and then pushed I accept to the terms and then pushed publish. He felt so much better after posting that Craigslist ad.
You think anybody saw that?
I did. And now it's been shared in 100 countries. Some of your parents should have just cut your balls off from pussies jammed with a toilet plunger.
And the irony is, dude.
This little cunt head couldn't have been more than 14, and he's a disrespectful little turd. He's a cunt head turd.
Here's the irony to all that. And then he gets home, he's like, all right, now time for some fucking Xbox, right?
And Craigslist notification pops
up. So he gets on live, right? He gets into his Black Ops, and this is the same 13-year-old that owns his fucking ass,
That's right.
Yep. And he's all, motherfuckers!
You little fuckwad.
I will mute you, and I'll turn you on, and I'll mute you again, motherfucker.
That's when you say, fucking faggots. Call of Duty.
When that kid's all, you know, you suck. And you're not very good at this game either, your old motherfucker.
Ooh. What are you, 40?
I will come through this cord and choke you out, you little fucking, what do you call him, a turd?
Cunthead first.
Cunthead.
Fuckwad.
Fuckwad and turd. And then degrade to turd.
In the same sentence, separated only by a simple comma.
I don't even think a 13-year-old knows what a turd is.
At least he used a comma. I don't see a lot of commas used on the internet.
Yeah, this is the guy has
properly
great,
anyway, right?
This guy has great writing abilities. Just another little asshole to grow up and be a bigger asshole contributes nothing to society. And we still have people trying to outlaw abortion.
Thank you, Microsoft Word.
What the fuck? Hey, I just got a text message.
Rock and roll.
Do you like prison?
No, I don't know. I don't think I would.
Yeah. You, what about in Japan?
Terry?
What's the question?
No, it's worse, dude, especially for Americans. There is no abolish apartheid over there, dude.
I don't even know what apartheid means. That's weird.
It means it's a part-time worker.
No, that's not what it means, but you get my gist. Yeah.
I don't get your gist.
I don't want your gist, dude. You leave that cup somewhere else.
You get the jizz. It's okay if they be hating. Nobody going to come to your rescue. No
this
one's going to go on
I'm
the
saying.
News and say, they're hating Americans up
this
in this Japanese prison. And they'd be like, oh, stop that. Stop
See,
that shit right now.
You got
what
it
were these guys
wrong.
Here?
You got it all wrong, Jerry. And let me
Do
tell
I?
You.
I'm sorry.
Yes, that Japanese prisons now have a mascot. It is a cuddly warden, about 6'6".
It's not funny.
It's like a furry. You know, we were talking about furries. And it's got a purple flower for its hair, a huge purple flower for its hair.
Flower.
Oh.
And
it's a ganji bud.
They want to change the image of their prisons from being
with
isolated
a mascot.
From society to being supported by society.
Forget the fish heads, water, and rice. We have a mascot with a flowery fucking purple mohawk.
No, it's a purple. It's a purple flower.
Nurple?
It's a purple flower.
Just
for hair.
Just the hair
giant
is purple.
No, a giant purple flower sitting on top of your head as if it's your hair.
That sounds delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
And that
purple flower hair.
Right? Then it has a bagel on its forehead.
Exactly.
You know, if you have a bagel on your forehead, you could lie on your back. You could be one of those people could eat food off you and you have your own little
like
dip.
Naked sushi.
Cream
you would
cheese
have your
me.
Dip.
Cream cheese me.
That's where you would keep your cream cheese dip.
Yep. in the bagel.
For your vagina sushis that you pick up. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that naked sushi where you eat sushi off a naked lady? I don't even like sushi, but I did that day.
If you eat a naked lady, you're eating sushi.
No, you're not eating the naked lady.
No, she's just a platter.
She's a table. Yeah. She's laying on the table completely nude with fish all over her body.
Oh.
Sushi. And then the more you eat, the more you see.
The more you see?
The more you see of her naked body because it was covered with fish.
Oh,
it's like one of those games at the bar.
No, there's an American thing where...
This is American.
Having sex with food is called something...
Gross.
Splashing. Splashing.
Yeah. Costanza is into that.
On pie, the American pie.
That's different, dude. That's just him and a pie. It's not him and another person in a pie.
What about...
That's splashing.
Well, I thought you were just talking about having sex with food.
What if you're fucking...
Some people just like to have sex with furniture, not on furniture, but with furniture.
Is... we're talking about food, not furniture.
I know, but same thing.
Weird. Yeah, like Louis C.K. says that boys, when the parents aren't home, they just touch everything with their dick. They put their dick on everything.
That's what I do all the time.
Light switches,
toaster,
door handle, anything.
I get microphones.
I don't know what to do with it, so I just touch stuff.
Mic stands.
Yeah, but I wonder
yellow
if splotching.
Things.
So splotching is bringing food into the bedroom.
Well, it's the other way around.
Or
does,
having
does
sex
a young
in the kitchen.
Is gal
that is,
do
you
the
know?
Same thing?
Put
reverse
in.
Action, like, you know,
oh,
crayons,
yeah.
Army men,
so
fucking peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What, that's, they slide down the upstairs rail down the banister, right? That's what the ladies do.
That's called an accident, dude.
No, that's called snail trailing.
Waiting to happen. An accident. No, but I was wondering if splotching would also be, if you'd be considered a splotcher if you, like, had sex with a sock full of liver or whatever.
Because,
like, they
question.
Were talking a lot about pocket pussies last Friday at the comedy show, and I said when I was growing up, they didn't have pocket pussies just that you could get at the corner store. And that's what we had to settle for was a tube sock full of liver, but you just had to put it in the convection oven for like 2 minutes because we didn't have microwaves.
Why not just get
there.
A hot dog bun?
Is
and
that
some
way?
Mayo.
You know what? Right? It's like liver's so nasty.
Liver feels
it's like liver
a
is
vagina.
So nasty. It's fuck liver.
I do
literally.
Yeah, literally.
Reminds me of that old joke from.
It tastes better after it marinades in a sock.
From Funkhauser.
Funkhauser, Marty Funkhauser.
Remember that joke he told to Jerry Seinfeld?
You cunts in the sink.
You cunts in the sink.
Yeah, I can't remember the setup, but it's a good joke.
Eh, it's cunts in the sink. That's the joke.
You're cunts in the sink.
Dude, that's a funny fucking joke, dude.
Isn't that hilarious?
You're cunts in the sink.
You're cunts in the sink.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. If you're Japanese.
Wait, I remember the setup. So this guy and this girl get married. Your cunt's in the sink.
Oh, shit.
Wait, what?
This guy and this girl get married and your cunt's in the sink. Oh, wait. I think there's one more part.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She put,
he had sex
here?
With her and she thought she was too loose. So she lined her vagina with liver to make herself tighter.
No, she was scared, so she asked her mother. What she did on her wedding night, and she said, just throw a piece of liver in there.
Tightens it up, like Albert Bell. And then, so, apparently it had fallen out or something, and he left her a note and said, love you, honey, your cunt's in the sink. Because he just threw it in the sink.
That's disgusting,
it's
man.
It's hilarious. Don't judge.
I think it was supposed to be lemon.
Come on, judge Jerry.
Lemon.
Yeah.
What are you, Jerry Scheinman over here? Don't judge.
I don't know about lemons, but don't be going home and looking up lemon parties.
When life gives me lemons, I piss in my own mouth.
When life gives you AIDS, make lemonade.
Ah, when life gives me AIDS, I fuck other people unprotectedly.
Like I got busted for that recently, like 400 people.
Like attack with a lethal weapon.
His penis.
Well, that was in Syria, right? Or somewhere around over there in the Middle
East. Are you Syria?
I am.
That's why we're bombing those
or
guys
maybe it's
now,
over in somewhere. They were calling
AIDS
it.
Infested penis man had to
we're
ruin
not
it for everybody.
Bombing them.
No, that's not what I was saying. It's,
I
there
said
is somebody
that.
Saying that somebody used on
Obama.
Their own people biological
Obama,
warfare by having men with AIDS go around raping women. And
it's
men.
Terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather have like
that's that, awfully personal
that band
well
from the
it, 80s. It was like we're not gonna kill you quickly, we're gonna kill you slowly.
I'd rather have that band from the 80s, Men Without AIDS, rape my
men
women.
Men Without AIDS.
If you can't dance and you don't fuck without AIDS, then I don't ever dance at all. No friend of mine.
Men Without AIDS.
Do you support do you guys fish?
I do sometimes, but not enough the last couple years. No, I haven't, but
Jerry?
I used to.
No.
Do you support catch and release?
Sure. Sounds like fun.
Yeah,
I don't like
know,
to eat
well,
fish. I hate fish. I don't eat them.
If they're if you catch them and they're tagged or whatever, you know, you release them back for
fish
you
are
know.
Good, man.
This
gross,
happened.
Dude.
There was a 20-year-old guy.
They're
he
gross,
was
I'll fight
found
you.
In Siberia. He was 20 years old.
Are you Siberia?
And he did live there since he was 4 with his parents. And
okay.
He lived in the wild, and his parents recently took off to live on an island and didn't invite him.
So he's like Greystoke, dude. He's like
he's
left
living
there.
Out there.
He's turned into Tarzan.
And he came in, and he has no social skills or anything like that, or no education, and doesn't really know anything.
Oh, he's, like Nell.
He's normal and healthy.
Like a Tay in the
and
way.
The, but
Tay
at
in
the same way.
Way.
What they did, he eventually went back to where he lived, but not before that they signed him up for social services and to give him ID, which to me is basically tagging and releasing an animal, isn't it? You sign them up so they got a number on them, and then you release them back in the wild. Whack.
I don't know where you came from, but you're paying taxes now, bitch.
That's rude, you guys.
He said, what'd you say? What's the taxes?
What kind of mascot would you give American prisons?
American prisons?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
All right, then.
What's mace made out of?
Pepper? Cayenne pepper?
There you go.
He's also a cayenne pepper.
A little pepper dancing around.
There you go. That would be cool.
What's the average amount of hookers in L.A.?
27.
Per block or what? What are we looking at? Per capita?
I don't even know.
You know, like number for L.A. itself?
27.
Orange County or what?
Never mind.
27.
Okay, I'm going to say.
I retract the
question. I'm going to say 2,700.
That's what I said.
Did you?
I've retracted the question, so it's
too late.
All aboard!
You got any yakety sacks in there?
You guys don't need that, do you?
All right, then.
Do you want it?
I don't care.
How bad do you want it?
Have you ever went on a ride? What's your least favorite carnival ride? The most scariest one? What's your scariest carnival ride? The one you...
I don't have this...
The one that would freak you out the most
dude,
in terms
I don't have
of
the...
being hurt on.
Which went,
one scares
I've
you the most?
I've seen the most disgusting thing
the
on
swinger.
One. Can I say that? What the Gravitron, dude, right?
No,
nope,
check this
the
out.
The swinger.
No, check it out. I was scared to fuck of... scared to fuck
the yo-yo
a lot of girls.
Or whatever.
I used to be scared to fuck a lot of girls, but I was scared as fuck of... this roller coaster I rode at the New York, New York thing.
Oh, I rode that too, dude.
New 86 York.
6 foot drop.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, click, 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 click. And then it's like, oh, that looks, wah!
For about a second, which seemed like 5 or 10, I wanted off that motherfucker. Dana was closing her eyes going, ah! And I was like, open your eyes, open your eyes. And I was like, whoa. But for about 2 seconds,
you're
I was kinda like.
You're kind of committed.
Fucking eyes on.
Eyes on.
And so, yeah. But, yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, you pop out the top. You're like, clink, 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 clink. You pop out
corners,
the top. You're like, whoa, what is it? Wow!
Those corners that go up and
yeah,
out.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But you remember back in the day? The one with the chains?
How far back?
The chains with the
with
yo-yos
the
and the swings that go around.
Breaking the chains.
You know, it's just like it's a thing that goes around and you're all in like
yeah, you're just on
a
chain
plastic
with a swing.
Chair.
Yeah, on, yeah. It's called the swing.
Yeah, the swinger.
Swinger,
well,
okay.
One of those recently fucking broke, tossing 12 kids at each other and
broke
fucking into
all
the
their
middle
legs.
Of them.
Yeah,
broke their legs, yeah. Fucking head injuries.
Did the carny
just,
get busted, man?
The parents were just fucking watching them.
No, what happened was the power went out, right?
Yeah, so the thing like
yeah, so
didn't
it's
have
going.
An anti-braking system.
There was bleeding children in front of their parents.
So it didn't stop slowly as it's supposed to. It just went, and the centrifugal force, they all kept moving, and the fronts of their shins all hit the backs of all the chairs in front of them, and it broke like several children's legs.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so the moral of the story is...
We got refunds and free tickets for all you kids.
Whee! Let's get back on it.
The moral of the story is buy local.
Why?
Yeah, yeah.
Just because that's a good moral.
My moral is bisexual.
Hey, check this. I got to share this, dude.
Bi curious.
I was at the Timber Carnival, which doesn't exist anymore, but I got on the Gravitron.
Timber.
What? Wait. Timber Carnival doesn't exist anymore?
Did you ever meet Timber Carnival?
Hasn't for a long time, yo.
Yeah.
So anyways.
9/11, that was the last one.
So it's summertime. It's like. 4th of July weekend.
Are you talking summertime like Bob Dylan summertime?
I'm going to speed it up.
Are you
I'm
talking about summertime like Mungo Jerry
summertime?
Or Donna Reed summertime?
I like that one.
Donna Reed summertime? All
sure,
right.
Sure, sure. Okay, that's what time it is.
John Donna Reed.
So we all get on this thing, and if anybody knows what I'm talking about, it's this round deal, right?
Round
it gets up to
deal.
Speed. It's going around. You're pressed up against the sides, and then the bottom falls out of it, right?
Yeah, I know the gravity.
And the centrifugal force holds you. Okay, so you picture this. Okay.
All right, I'm picturing
it. So we get on there, and directly across from me is some skank.
Oh.
With big titties.
I love skanks with big titties.
She's wearing a white tank top with a bra that's barely holding these bad boys in, right?
Uh-huh.
Gravity... gets it going. The Tron's fucking going. Around it goes, and she's got her arms up. She's like, whee!
And you get slapped in the face by her titties.
No, she's directly across from me.
That's how big I'm thinking they are.
Well, they're pressed to get, they go and pop out under her arms against the thing. Her big titties are hanging out under her arms, and there's nothing she can do about it because it's spinning so fast. So everybody gets to watch these big titties pressed against the side of the thing until it slows down and everybody gets off eventually. Don't go there.
That rip her skin in half, like right at the middle of the chest or something?
No, it just had some stretch marks, but hey.
So it probably like totally...
I think they were already there, dude.
It obliterated her cleavage, right? It just went like...
It reached that certain RPMs, it's like boom, boom. They just popped out, like, and there they were. Cups.
That happened to my balls once on the Ring of Fire. I mean, the Roundup. Remember the Roundup?
Yeah, it's the shit that kills weeds.
No, it's a thing.
That'll kill your balls.
It's a big round platform.
It was
with
the
a
one
cage
that went
thing,
super high, right?
And Roundup!
You, and you kind of, you just stand up against this pad and you hold onto these two things, and then it goes around, and then an arm comes up and stands it up like that.
Okay, I remember that one.
I had my
balls.
That's
a pretty fucking scary one,
my
too.
My balls popped out of my shorts, and one went to each side.
Oh.
And, dude, it almost ripped my ball sack, and everyone was looking at me like,
damn, them are some good-looking balls.
Those fucking balls, dude.
Those cages are kind of nasty anyway, weren't they?
Oh, it hurt, man. My balls hit each side of the cage, and it just, like, ripped my skin.
I thought you were going to say, Jerry, that you got hit by the lady's tits because they were so big that the Gravitron threw them around.
They weren't that big, dude. I'm not exaggerating. This is a true story.
I know, but I...
And she was like, had this great look on her...
All of a sudden, exaggerated stories
aren't
true.
And her titties popped out. She got this, look on her face. Everybody on the ride is like, big old titties fucking smooshed against the side of this thing.
And so was the shit in her pants. Was like, gravitating out of her pants too,
maybe
right through the pores
to the bystanders on the outside, right, waiting in line with their cotton candy getting spackled.
I wonder if her tits are filled with milk. If it would have milked them out of gravity,
maybe once. You gotta like pump those things.
Speed it up and slow it down.
Exactly.
I'm worried about Hans, you guys.
Okay. Well, Hans, where are you?
Hans,
where are you?
He's missing an action.
He's got a CD player.
See, Hans, we've been working on a song all week. Hit it, fellas.
Hans,
where have you been?
Hans,
where have you been? Where have you been?
So,
where have you been?
My guess for today is that he's listening to the soundtrack from Battlestar Galactica.
My
love
guess
that show.
Is he's listening to
what's
the
that dog's name
of Galaga.
The robot dog. What's that dog's name?
Robo dog.
No,
I don't know.
Remember? Gadget.
Rhoda.
No, is it Gadget?
Rhoda.
Rhoda.
Yeah, wasn't that the maid on Rhoda?
Roomba.
Roomba.
What was the maid's name on Small Wonders?
I don't know, but have you heard of the Woomba? It automatically cleans your wife's vagina whenever it needs to.
I thought it was an abortion tool.
A hanger? Woomba.
It just vacuums your womb.
That's dangerous, dude. That could suck a leg off. Half a leg. The weird thing is it sucked my femur bone right out of my leg.
Just like Boots Rudolph.
Randolph's brother.
Yep.
His deer brother. Boots Rudolph.
His brother was a deer.
Speaking of deer brothers, did you know...
He was an alcoholic with a
Bill
red nose.
Bill Cosby slept with his brother.
Yeah, but did you know that Rudolph had a swollen liver, too?
Well,
he was all barrel-chested. That's why he got off the ground better than the others.
Bill Cosby slept with his brother till he was 15?
Yeah, he named an album after it. To My Brother Russell, with whom I shared a bed with 15 till I was 15 or something like that. Was the name
Yellow
of the album.
Pudding Pop, it's gonna be gay and says joke. Put that on. Pudding on the skin.
The Camille would not give a proper bedroom to the boys who had to share a bed for 15 years with the Jell-O pudding pops in the bed with the 15-year-old teenage boy.
Stop looking at my lazy eye.
Jello.
God, that hurt my fucking head. Just talking like Bill Cosby for 10 seconds gave me a minor head rush and a headache.
It puts the pudding on the skin.
Is that Bill Cosby? Or was that...
What's your two favorite Cosby TV shows?
Fat Albert and The Cosby Show.
All right.
Okay, you took my answers. Thanks.
He was looking at me.
What, all right.
Oh,
so,
well, they can't hear that. Out
all right.
That
so, all right. Who's your favorite character, Terry, on Fat Albert?
Bill Cosby.
All right. Is he a character on there?
He was, yeah. He.
I thought he met with Albert, right?
He was a real guy, and they were cartoons.
Yeah. It's been a long time for me since I've seen that.
I like the guy.
Of course, I remember
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Holes in his hat.
Yeah, the guy that just robbed the liquor store.
Yeah, his name was...
Shady. No, I don't know.
Dude, really?
I can't remember his name.
How many young black men walk around the streets with a freaking hood on their face?
All
of them. Wasn't that his name, Rudy?
Rudy. Yes, I think it was Rudy. And that's odd that Rudy was also on the other Cosby Show.
That is true.
Why didn't she wear a stocking cap with eye holes?
Because that would have been freaky deaky.
That would have been cool. Like, hey, aren't you that dude from the junkyard? Reincarnated? You know, you used to play the headboard of that old brass bed.
Junkyard Dog
like,
or Sergeant
like
Slaughter?
Jerk, dude?
Sergeant Slaughter. Junkyard Dog or Sergeant Slaughter? 3 seconds. Go. One.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Thank you.
Sergeant Slaughter or G.I. Joe?
Sergeant Slaughter.
Sergeant Slaughter. He was on Mario Brothers one time.
Sergeant Slaughter or Major Dad?
Major Dad.
No comment.
All right, Major Dad or Jack Flack from Cloak and Dagger?
Major Dad.
Okay, Major Dad or Homie the Clown?
Homie the Clown.
Homie the Clown or Coach Craig T. Nelson?
Homie the Clown, Infinity Cut.
Did you know that they almost cast Craig T. Nelson to be Al Bundy?
What?
It was this
that
close.
That would have been a lot of different. A
lot of difference. A lot of different. That would have been a lot of different episodes of Married with Children.
It would have been. I don't think it would have lasted as long. You know, that's where Matt LeBlanc got his start.
Yeah, he was Kelly's boyfriend, huh?
Yep, and then he had a spinoff, too.
Called Spin City?
Something like that. I remember it was Putting on the Ritz was the name of the... That's was the theme song.
Putin on the Ritz?
Pooping on her tits. That's called a Cleveland...
It was Rudy. And there was Dumb Donald.
A California potato chip.
And there was Cluck.
Cluck, cluck. Because he was a crackhead.
And Mushmouth.
Sometimes they call him a clucker.
And Bucky.
Bucktooth.
And Russell, and everybody's favorite... Weird Harold.
What about Fat Albert?
Well, you call me Harold.
We should redo a fucking Fat Albert thing.
Yeah, Fat Albert.
Which character are you going to be? I'm Fat.
Why can't we all be
Fat Albert?
Because
my mom forced me to share a bed with my brother for
That's right.
15 years with Jell-O pudding pops in the sheets. Can't say the filth, the thorn, filth, thorn. Cannot come out on stage and say filth, thorn. Tell that motherfucker to have a coconut smile and shut the fuck up. That is great. Gives us chocolate cake.
What about, Mudfoot Brown?
What about him?
He was on there. The Brown Hornet.
What about T-Bone Walker?
I don't think he was on there.
What about Chuck Norris?
Pee-wee was on there.
What about Bruce Lee?
Bruce Lee, not a lot of people know that he died.
What?
Not a lot of people knew that.
He was killed by Chuck Norris.
Yeah, I just seen on Facebook that, you know what, there's
more
jokes
Bruce,
about yeah Chuck Norris and Bruce Lee.
You know why?
Tell me.
I don't know. My wife answered the question.
Because Bruce Lee ain't no joke.
Oh.
You know who's badder than... Well,
he can beat electricity, man, with his digits.
You know who's badder vigilante-wise, though? Charles.
Bronson.
Murphy's Law.
Death Wish Bronson.
Charles, he was in charge way before the real.
He was in charge. That would have been a great casting, right?
Charles,
there. Charles Bronson, and for Charles,
he's a
charge.
Little rascal, isn't he?
No,
no, that was Beretta.
Yeah, killer. Oh,
it's the right, same time.
Charles Bronson or no? Paul Newman or Steve McQueen?
Dude, Steve McQueen. Even though Paul Newman's sus is pretty good.
Al Pacino or Robert
Steve Hatter? McQueen is fucking awesome. Steve McQueen was so awesome. Wait for it. Now, I got to share how awesome Steve McQueen was.
Okay.
He did his own stunts and all this stuff, but he used to also do Bajas and racing shit. And he would sign in under someone else's name just so he could race and no one fuck with him. Mm-hmm. But he's in there, you know, with everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, like the real deal.
Oh, he loved to do shit.
Actually, that's how he died, was because
he loved to do shit.
He was around automobiles and motorcycles and all this good shit. He used to turn his own brakes.
Hey, not only did he used to turn his own brakes, he loved to do shit.
He loved to do shit, dude.
He would make spood and change tires.
He made
from
mud
like mesothelioma, man, which is like asbestos that worked his way
in movies.
In between your lungs.
He drove in cars.
Your stomach lining.
He rented houses to live in. He bought oil for his car.
You asked, you had a
Paul
Pacino.
Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. Which one?
Pacino.
I like De Niro, dude.
I want to see that new movie, The Family.
Okay. What?
No, there's a new movie.
You talking to me?
Yes, I am.
You talking to me?
Al Pacino.
You talking to me?
Plays Phil Spector.
I like Pacino.
Well, fuck. I didn't consider that.
That's weird, isn't
it? You know,
it?
It's weird, though, is because I also like De Niro in when he crossed over to comedy, and I like Pacino when he crossed over into what I consider a comedy in Scent of a Woman.
But now he uses that voice in every single... He didn't have that gruffy, gruff.
It's the curse of Chris O'Donnell.
I don't know what it is, but it wasn't like that in Scarface.
No.
Or, you know, that's when all his classics came in, though, like Serpico and Dog Day Afternoon.
But now, even when he plays Phil Spector, he's like, you know, I'm still talking like Al Pacino, but... hello, I'm Phil Spector.
That's where you get the Al Pacino as Phil Spector as
Dude,
Al Pacino.
You got something like Bull Durham, stomps all over that shit.
That's fucking
Never
bull.
Watched that movie.
It's fucking good. And the cinematography is awesome,
but a fucking love story.
Well, so is Brokeback Mountain, but whatever.
I never watched that either.
You guys are gross.
That's not gross.
You watch Brokeback Mountain?
Hey, there were some good titty shots in there, Kim Hathaway.
Sheep tits don't
count. Who is Kim Hathaway?
She's a sheep that was in that movie.
I thought it was some Japanese guy, Kim.
No, it's a U is what she is. She's a U.
She's a you.
She's like, I'm a bad.
I'm a you, Anawa.
I'm a bad little sheep. Look at my titties. Oh, look, two cowboys butt fucking. I know that's not the whole movie, but don't defend it to us. Okay?
Were you just doing Pat?
I wasn't defending it. I just said it was a love story.
That sounded like Pat.
You said it was a
that.
Good movie.
It was a good movie.
Don't
say that
from Saturday Night Live.
Jake Quinette recently said that he watched Brokeback Mountain in its entirety, too, and I'm just...
Because he's a real man.
I didn't know you guys watched it together. That's weird. So I still don't know what's in Hans's CD player. He won't get back to me. Maybe his phone got shut off.
I bet you it's the theme song to Dexter. You watch that? Anybody? Anyone?
I just watched three episodes of it today to catch up.
Dexter.
There's only one episode left, I think.
No, there's like one or something. There's not very many.
There's only three episodes of Breaking Bad left.
Yeah, are you up to date on Dexter?
No, I'm hit and miss on Breaking Bad, up to date on Dexter.
All right. So what do you think?
I love Dexter, but I'm...
Great. Awesome.
Lately, it's fucking just tweaked. I can't wait for American Horror Story. I like that better now.
I thought Dexter should have died after... Well, not
I
died.
Think Deborah should have died a long
I
time
think,
ago.
I think the series
should have
died after Lithgow season.
I think Gloria Estefan music should have been taken out of the fucking picture way long ago.
I think of that every time I watch it now.
That's why I couldn't. I watched
always
three.
In that pink like, Hawaiian type shirt.
I watched three episodes of Dexter. Couldn't get past the fucking Miami fucking Sound Machine music every 20 minutes. I can't. I try.
Hateful.
I don't know why I don't hear it.
I don't hate it. Did I say hate it?
No, I said I don't know why I don't hear it.
He said I'm being hateful.
Oh.
I don't prefer to hear that.
I see what you. I see what you're saying. I think it's funny.
Can't you get past it?
I don't. I try. I don't know. I don't know if it's.
What's your show you like to watch?
I got a few. I like Breaking Bad. I like.
He's been watching The Wire. You ever watch that?
The Wire. I like comedies more, though, I think. I like the Trailer Park Boys because it's mindless humor. The Office.
Dude, who's the guy with the thick glasses?
Bubbles.
Dude, I see that dude, and it makes me sick. I can't just envisioning what it looks like through his glasses makes me ill. I can hardly stand it.
He doesn't even wear glasses, which is the thing. And behind the scenes, it says that like when he's on set, he can't like see anything. His eyes are just
dude,
like
dude, it just
magnified.
Makes me sick looking at him.
Why?
He's going to be...
Because I put glasses on like that before just to see what it was like, and it made me sick.
Oh. Have you ever used...
Yes, be more specific.
Trifocals? Trifocals.
No.
Those are crazy. Have you ever seen them?
I've seen them.
Have you ever used them?
No, I've never put them on.
But you've seen them, right?
Yeah.
But you haven't used them?
No.
But have you ever seen them?
Ask me again.
I was going to, but I thought that was a good
say
time.
What one more time, motherfucker? Do you know what Marcellus Wallace looks like?
What?
Don't say what again. I love that movie, Pulp Fiction.
That's right.
Does he look like a bitch?
What? What do you mean you hit a bump?
What a Pulp Fiction instead of Samuel L. Jackson in there.
Morgan Freeman.
Nope.
No way.
They put Samuel L. Jackson from Django in there.
That'd be pretty good.
Who's the dude?
Instead of that,
who's the boss guy that got hit, man?
Huh?
Who's the boss guy that got hit that Bruce Willis? Yeah.
Ving Rhames.
Are you okay? I'm so fucking far from okay right now.
Didn't he do kids'
I'm gonna go
after
get
that?
Medieval on these motherfuckers.
I don't know, but he had
like Spy Kids or something.
He had a Band-Aid on the back of his neck, though.
Just so that's where what's his face got it from.
He had ingrown hair.
Yep, Nelly.
They thought it was distracting during shots from behind, so they put a Band-Aid on it.
Because he had a pimple,
which isn't distracting at all.
Well, it makes you wonder. I wonder what's under that. Is it a pimple?
The briefcase.
Under
what's in the briefcase?
No, the briefcase is under his Band-Aid.
Dude, that wouldn't fit. This isn't sci-fi.
Oh.
Right. This is Qui-Fi. Quentin Tarantino.
You ever watch sci-fi, Jerry?
Mm-hmm.
You like sci-fi?
I
you
do.
Ever watch that
good
show?
Sci-fi.
4400.
No. What's that?
It must not be good sci-fi because you watch all the good sci-fi.
I try.
It's about 4,400 people that have been abducted by aliens over
the last 50 years.
Is it
and
on
then,
Netflix or what is it on?
Yeah, you can get it on Netflix.
What's it called?
Now, this is 4,400. Like the
I'm
number.
I'm check it out, man.
Like the number.
And they all get
this
dumped out
thing.
Into a field at once.
Yeah.
And they all were abducted
over
from different places
years,
at different times.
And they speak different languages and everything else?
They have secret powers.
But they haven't aged today.
They haven't aged today.
And so the people that have been gone for 50 years and go back to find their family, they're...
But some have only been gone 15 years and they haven't aged.
Yeah.
Some people come back to, like, their wives being
like
50 years older.
Yeah.
Kind of. Only
but that just, would suck, dude.
So they just waited till they got a 4,400 people and then they said, okay, we got enough.
Yep.
Come back. We'll start over.
Yeah.
And then these
and
people
why?
Are just all in a field, like, going, what the
I wonder
fuck?
What aliens
imagine
consider 4,400 people.
It's Chingblackstool.
Imagine like
we got a Chingblackstool.
That's my.
It's
number.
Time to release these motherfuckers.
It's all like new for Nick Fowl.
Yeah, imagine being lifted up right after the war or something, come back and everything's totally different 50 years later.
Could you imagine being
that would
in a
be
coma,
terrible?
Waking up from a 25-year coma right now.
It wouldn't even seem like
I was
it
gone
would only
for
seem
3 years. This was only in the service and came back to Albany. They changed all the traffic lights and the one-way street is now two fucking ways.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell's going on here?
Now get this on here. What if? Yeah, this is one
what?
Of the.
Right?
This is one of the episodes, right? Okay, so now imagine.
I get this
that
on
you.
Yeah.
That you spend the next 8 years of your life, right?
Yeah.
Like all what happens today, right? From right now forward, is just like completely new to you, but you know the life that you that was, but you don't know when you'll go back to that. So you have to kind of start your life, accept it, right? And then 8 years later, all of a sudden you go back. So you live that 8 years, but then.
So you live in chunks and you go back to.
So you live 8 years and then you go back to, like, you just lived an extra 8 years within a matter of 5 seconds. So you would have
but
all
you
those.
You don't know the difference until you come
you
back.
You would have all those memories from those 8 years and then come back 8 years
mind
earlier.
Mind blown. That's
science.
What would happen.
But if you met somebody in that time to create a relationship for that 8 years, so when you actually met that person, you'd already have 8 years of memories with them.
So I finally get to use this term, arcane, which that's what it would
be. I've been there. You put quarters in machines.
No, it's...
It's a video arcane.
It would be like... Okay.
Okay.
Certain people that are very, very smart have to dumb shit down so that they can talk to regular people because only arcane, if you the people that are at the same level as them can understand what the fuck they're saying.
Yeah, but can you put that in layman's terms for me?
You guys want to go to arcane?
No, I'm...
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, well, I'm fucking around with you.
Well,
all right,
you
ahead.
Would come back and you would try to explain to somebody what happened, but it would blow their mind so you can't. You simply can't tell them what happened.
But what, what if they were
you're getting
in on
put
it
into an asylum, or they're just not going to relate to you or whatever and just disregard what you have to say. Although you did experience it for real, but only the other people that have experienced it can relate to what the fuck you're talking about.
But it's not real because it was manufactured inside someone's head. So everybody around you...
Well, then it's real to the person, though.
It is. It is
so
real
you're
to
still
the two
in
people.
The same boat,
then
man.
Do you make the choice to go back to what was? Or do you live in the fantasy world where everything is as perfect as can be?
Fuck, I don't know, man. Is this the Matrix?
You guys are freaking me out.
Blam!
Blam?
Or what's that one guy say on, what's that show, Barter Kings? Ba-bam!
Does he say ba-bam?
Who's the chef that says that? Bam!
Oh, that's
Emeril
Lagasse.
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
He's like
not
that guy?
He's not very popular anymore. My parents used to
Terry doesn't like sci-fi as much as
Lod.
We do, apparently.
I love sci-fi.
He uses a lot of Lod.
Lod? Lard?
Lod.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh,
that's where his popularity went down.
Because he cooks with lard?
My whole point back to where we were was if Einstein was here for real, and he's talking to us three dudes, he couldn't talk all fucking Einstein, you know, like...
If you're saying if he was cloned?
No, I'm saying if he's trying to explain something to us, he'd have to fucking dumb it down because we're not in the same realm as he is as far as understanding what he has to say.
Yeah. Well, that's part of the importance of being of having someone in the scientific community who can
he's fucking
translate
brilliant. Yeah,
but
he's also content and okay with go ahead and speak in just a regular jive so you understand. But he has to think how he's going to present what he's going to say because you're not going to fucking get it if he don't.
Yeah.
Are you saying we're dumb?
No, I'm saying he's smart.
Anything you've read,
that's what I'm
anything
saying.
Anything you've seen, though, isn't anything that Einstein wrote himself, realistically, through all his doodles of working out his math problems or whatever.
What was so awesome about him is he can connect the dots, man. When you can take all kinds of information
too, man.
And connect
I've done
the
those
dots.
Books. I've done those books. I've even done coloring books.
Well, some people, they, if you will, and especially mathematic people, you know, If they got a problem or something, it might take them 3 days to get it done. But they get off on that shit. That's all they're into, man. That's all I want to do until I figure that out. And then they're like, yeah, I totally figured it out. And then they share it like they're all excited. And you're like, fuck, I don't even know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And it totally fucking pisses all over their happy campfire. You know what I'm saying?
A happy campfire.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just like, yeah, man, I figured it out. It's like, I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Beer me.
Beer me.
Is that coming back? Beer me?
I just brought it back, man.
Do people still do the beer headlight thing?
It's better than, what's up? I like beer me better, don't you?
Beer in the headlight?
Because what's up don't get you nothing but some fucking what's up.
What do you say? Oh, you got to drink a beer?
No, you owe me a beer. If you see a car with one headlight and you're driving right and you hit the ceiling, you go, you owe me a beer?
I never heard that.
What?
Me neither. What are you talking about?
Wow.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know. I never ended up buying anybody.
How many times have you played this?
I used to play it all the time. It would just be rack up beers, and then nothing would ever happen. You'd never buy anybody beer.
So there's probably a backlog of oh yeahs.
There is.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Hey, remember back in '89 when I fucking saw that one headlight? That's right. Buy me a beer.
Yep. You're just a wallflower, though.
You owe me.
With your one headlight.
Ooh, Jacob Dylan.
I
saw those guys live.
I got a ticket to get us out of here.
Dude, that guy is a crazy vocalist, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Who are you talking about?
Tracy Chapman.
You guys are so mean.
Come on, that's an easy joke, isn't it?
That lady was my favorite.
That's just because she was enamored by your fast car.
Waiting in line at the unemployment office. Or something. Wasn't there a song about that?
I don't know. I can't remember.
His body's too old for working.
My ass car.
I got a teener.
You got a teener? She got a fast car. I got a teener and you got a straw.
A teener and a straw.
Down in the basement cooking up a spam man.
I don't know what that means. In the basement.
That's up there with that Suzanne Vegas song, Tom's Diner. You got that in you, Jerry?
You got it in you?
Ring of fire.
Ring of fire.
You know what now?
Ring of fire.
Johnny Cash. Hi, I'm Johnny.
That might be the most covered song
ever. Some call me the man in black.
That's probably up there. How popular was that in the karaoke's rotation?
Not too once in a while. It wasn't an every weekend thing.
Could you imagine right now people would be
karaoke thing back online, dude?
No.
Right now would be coming up to you and asking for Blurred Lines, and they'd be twerking up there
at the Halsey
Tavern.
I wouldn't have that because I wouldn't get no Blurred Lines. That's bullshit. You know that song yet? Or not?
Which one?
Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke.
Alan Thicke's son. Were you a big fan of Growing Pains? His son's going through a lot of growing pains, man.
Growing Pains. Do you remember that episode they all went to see Slaughter?
No.
No, that wasn't Growing Pains. Was that Growing Pains?
I don't know.
What was Michael J. Fox on?
Spin
Family
City?
Ties.
Family Ties. So it was Growing Pains with fucking douchebaggins that used to host America's Funniest Videos.
Tom Seaver?
Bob Saget?
Yeah, Bob Saget!
That's no, Full that House.
Full House! And they went to see Slaughter and they were all jazzed. Dude, I don't know if you're ready to see Slaughter, man.
I don't know if they're ready either. Are you really ever
hey,
ready
what did
to
they
see
sing?
Slaughter?
Exactly.
Up all night.
Oh, God damn it!
Mark Slaughter, formerly with some band, Vinnie Vincent Invasion or something.
And Slaughter.
Well, before
Slaughter. We're like Kicks, just not as good.
Yeah, like...
Slaughter.
Like Kicks.
Like Nelson.
Kicks is like Trix, but not as good.
We're like Nelson, except not as good.
They were like Enough's Enough, but not as good.
Enough's Enough.
Bye, Michelle.
Okay, what have we learned from today's episode?
Saigon Kick rules.
Okay.
True that.
What did you learn today, Jerry?
Don't go chasing waterfalls, bitches.
My mama told me never to play around in a sandstorm.
My mama told me not to come.
My mama told me.
And when
water tits!
And when I popped out of the womb.
You better shop around.
No, my mama told me. You better hop around, because I wasn't born to run.
Baby, I
wasn't born to run. Had an abortion and it sucked half my leg off.
Wait a minute.
Baby, I wasn't born to run.
You got a tambourine?
Oh, it's a purse. I actually keep my weed in it. I keep my spliff rolling materials in it. And welcome back to the morning show here at the Tagcast Podcast. We're going to be having our Fog Hat Flapjack Challenge coming up. Whoever eats the most pancakes wins a fog hat t-shirt.
And do you have to eat them in the fog?
No. Just the Fog Hat Flapjack Challenge. They'll be coming back next year, the River Rhythms.
Why are you talking like Smithers?
Because I am Smithers. I've been Smithers talking like Terry Gow for the last hour.
A sad day.
Terry and Gatch comedy
on this day. Johnny Footman, the oldest cab driver in New York, died. He was 94. He drove cab for 70 years. People say the owner of the cab place said he was here on Monday and he wasn't on Tuesday.
That happens when you die.
I know.
I think it's
what
funny
a kawinky dink.
When someone says, hey, did you hear about old Jack? He passed away. And he's like, dude, I just saw him last week. He's still fucking dead, dude. I don't care if
he wore a hat that said old dude made of achy breaky parts.
I was a big fan of Miley Cyrus's Twerkin' Dad. He makes country music for the Twerkin' Man, old Billy Ray.
Cyrus. He brought the tail back, dude.
He did. The rat tail. Yes, rat tail. Okay, well, fuck. We better get out of here.
Damn.
That's a good note to end on, Billy Ray Cyrus and his rat tail.
Yeah, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have Chris Gaines.
Back when he was in concert, he used to whip that thing, too.
Like Devo?
Round and round.
I'll have you know that without that rat tail, there would have never been Miley Cyrus.
Dig.
Why? Love will find a way, just give it time.
That got him laid.
Mm-hmm.
His rat tail got him laid.
Hey, yep. Do me a solid, dude.
Yeah,
and give me the echo on this, okay? On this?
Solid.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
Because love will find love a way, find just a way, give just it time.
Time, time, time.
Thank you.
Did.
Round and round.
Round and round.
What comes around goes around.
I'll tell you why.
You know why?
You guys are
why?
You guys are You guys are fucking weird.
Thank you.
Hey, do we have an outro?
Yeah, we do. I got it all queued up. Should I play it?
Sugar Tooth?
I don't know.
No, it's our normal outro. This is what we do. Is there any way you can take the music out? Hey, you guys, thanks for listening on a Friday. Stick around after the show for plugs.
And stick around for the weekend.
For your butt. Plugs. For your butt. No, they're plugs for shows coming up. You might want to go see a live concert of sorts or a comedy show of mine. I'm eating one more Zot.
Do it.
All right, you guys.
Zot off.
Thanks for being here again, Jer.
Thank you.
Bear. Ah, a Jer.
And I'm Tear.
And he's Mlatch. Peace out, inwards.
This is a fire.
The studio's on fire.
I'm on fire.
Catch. Get the fire extinguisher.
Hey, all you taggots. How you doing? What you doing? You're going out to a show this weekend? I bet. I'm going to tell you which ones you should go to. Every second Friday of the month, just to get that out of the way. It won't be till next month, but Pantsless Comedy with Mike McGowan at Cornucopia, 5th and Pearl in Eugene. That's usually a free show, 10 o'clock. And I've also heard it called Leave Your Pants at Home Comedy Show, so I don't know what it is. Whatever. Let's see, what do we got coming up? An autism fundraiser comedy show at Bonnaroo Tattoo. That's September 20th in Eugene, Oregon. September 21st, Bleepin' Funny at Sam Pond's Garage with
Doug and Teresa Wyckoff, or Wyckoff, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, but the He and She Comedy Show, coming over from Florence, and a bunch of other funny folks. I won't be on that show, but go check it out. I encourage you to do that. What else do we have going on? Oh, September 28th, it's Necryptic, World of Lies and Existential Depression. I love bands that sound like that. That's at the Black Forest, Existential Depression. With Necryptic and World of Lies. World of Lies from Portland, Necryptic from Eugene. Two great death metal, grinding metal bands that will tear your face off or whatever you say. October 3rd, also death metal, Between the Buried and Me at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. October 4th, comedy with Brian Posehn and Derek Sheen at the Wow Hall in Eugene, Oregon. The guys from The Donkey Show, Drew and Marcus, will be opening the show with comedy sets from both of those guys as well. Let's see, October 11th is Diamond Head and Raven with our buddies in Nether Regions. Open the show up in Portland there. That's at Hawthorne Theater. Also, October 11th, Orange Goblin at Mississippi Studios, which is part of a three-day festival, the 10th through the 13th at different venues over the weekend. Fall Into Darkness is what it's called. Check it out online for more info on that doom metal extravaganza three-day festival type thing. Creator and Overkill will be at the Hawthorne Theater on October 13th. You want to check that out probably. Also at the Hawthorne, Guar and White Chapel. Lots of good shows coming up. Deicide and Broken Hope also at the Hawthorne October 17th. September 27th, going backwards in time a little bit, but forward from today, Cherry Pop and Daddy is going to be at the Wow Hall. That's a Saturday, September 27th. November 11th, up in Kent, Washington, which is outside of Seattle a little bit, Lamb of God and Testament, some other bands will be playing up there. Pearl Jam will be at the Rose Garden November 29th. And don't forget to come to the Duck Inn in Eugene. I think that's 1795 6th Street in Eugene at the Duck Inn. It will be myself and Alex Elgin giving you a two-comic show. It starts at 9 o'clock and it's free. Alex Elgin from 1450 All Comedy AM and myself, Terry Guile. Also, what else is going on? I don't know. Oh, there's a bleeping funny going on at the end of October, which is October 27th. It's a Saturday night. Also at Sam Bond's Garage. Free show, 6:30 p.m. I will be there. And I think that's all I got for you right now. Thanks for listening, and get out and do something fun. When you get back into the house, you can listen to more of us at tagcastpodcast.com. It's the Terry and Guy's Comedy Show, and we'll see you next time.